Good morning from Bally Baptist Church and from our little thought for the day, Friday morning again. And these Fridays we've been continuing to look at the great subject of prayer. Last week we looked at two men who went to the temple to pray. These two men were poles apart, the Pharisee and the publican. Had nothing in common, and we've seen how all that finished up. This morning, I think we want to look at two other men who went to the temple to pray, but they were different from last week. These two men were very much together in every respect of the word. And we want to turn this morning and read some verses about them from Acts chapter 3, let me read some verses. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter and Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered into the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And that was a tremendous miracle just at the temple gates. The last a few verses of Acts chapter 2 were so precious to the early church. And you know that divisions and chapters have been added to our Bible to help. But these verses just immediately before this were so precious, and they really set the scene for the early church. And they should still set the scene for the Church of God today. And these are lovely verses. I think I should read them. Acts chapter 2 verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and fellowship, and the breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them unto all them that were in need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, in the breaking of bread from house to house, and did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favour with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Tremendous fellowship and togetherness and unity in the early church. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayers. They engaged in all of this as a group of believers. And all that believed were together and had all things common. Strength and joy are promoted in fellowship. Living and working and walking with other Christians is good growth. And all this marked the early church. And verse 43 says, fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done. And that doesn't mean that they were afraid. The word fear is associated with awe and reverence. They were deeply impressed with the things of God and the presence of God. And not a bit of wonder we read up in verse 41 And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Friends, I have found that there is always respect shown towards people who are sincere about their faith and their witness for God. Unsaved people respect those who act like Christians and walk like Christians and talk like Christians. And the witness of the early church was good and greatly used of God. Chapter 2 finishes with that, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And chapter 3 opens with these two men going to the temple together to pray, and this great miracle at the temple gates. This lame man was over 40 years old, and now God has touched him, and he's walking and leaping and praising God. The temple was the place of Jewish worship. There the priest did not know what Peter and John knew. They went there because it was the place of prayer, the public place of prayer, the public place of worship. The worship of God in public was to honor God. And it says, being the ninth hour, which was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they went there to pray. And friends, prayer was the great thing in the early church. In chapter 1 of Acts, we find the 120 in prayer. Chapter 2 here, they're continuing in prayer. Now in chapter 3, that's their mission, they're going in prayer. Chapter 4 is the same, and so on. And that is something that is more and more neglected today. Many churches now don't even have a prayer meeting. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 says, pray without ceasing. And it doesn't, it just means to don't give up on prayer. That's what it means, don't give up on prayer. Verse 1 says that they went up to the temple to pray together. There was a difference with these men. They were both they both had been fishermen. Both these men had brothers in the 12 disciples of the Lord Jesus. Peter had his brother Andrew. John had his brother James. But Peter and John enjoyed a tremendous fellowship together. And they were very different sort of people. Peter was a very ready man, outgoing, always ready to step up to the job. John was a more quiet sort of man. But there is strength in fellowship and unity. And all this happened at the beautiful gate. And friends, there was nothing beautiful about this poor man. Lame from his mother's womb, over 40 years of age, carried there every day and left at the temple gate. And this dear man that we see here is a picture of humanity without God. Helpless, destitute, more concerned about material needs than spiritual needs, near the temple, but outside it. They asked for help, and Peter and John had what he needed, and it wasn't money. And they were not going to pass this dear man by. And dear friends, this morning, that is the mission of the church. That is the mission of the church today, to rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave, weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. The church's power is divine. Peter says, in the name of the Lord Jesus, rise up and walk. And there is power in the exalted and preached Lord Jesus Christ. Peter took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. Never walked before. What a touch from God. And friends, down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. That grace can restore. And friends, when you read on in chapter 3, this man and the miracle of his touch from God was a great witness to all concerned. And Peter addressed the crowd, and it was greatly used of God. Greatly used of God. Last week, two men in the place of prayer who were poles apart. This week, two men together in the work of God and in the place of prayer. And that tempts us, or that concerns us this morning, to ask ourselves, where do we stand in relation to prayer? Where do we stand in relation to unity? Where do we stand in relation to the work of God? And I trust that we're all involved in that today. Involved in prayer. Involved in the unity of our fellowship. And knowing the touch of God in all that we seek to do. And I trust that will be so this morning. Sorry that if I have rushed over a lot of these verses. So important in the early church. And still so important and so relevant today in the work of God. So I trust that these little thoughts this morning will be a help to us. And now let us just commit ourselves to God in prayer today. Our Father, we bow reverently in your presence again this morning in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus. Our Father, we thank thee for the pages of Holy Scripture this morning that are so able to help us and encourage us. And Father, we pray that we will be people who will be involved in our fellowships, involved in prayer, involved in unity, involved in the work of God, and that we'll see the touch of God upon it all. So Father, we give thanks for all your blessing again this morning. Thank thee for the light of a new day, and for all the mercy and goodness of God that we enjoy today. Father, we thank thee for all that you have done for us and for all that you mean to us this morning. And so, our Father, we commit ourselves to thee. Bless our people. Bless our congregation, those shut in. Father, may they continue to know a real sense of God with them. And Father, we pray that you'll bless us and help us down through this day, that we will ever have cause on our lips to praise you and bless your name today for all that you mean to us. And so, our Father, we give thanks again and continue to look to thee in the Saviour's honoured name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, folks. Thank you.